USA Radio News with Wendy King.
One of four hostages being held by a man at a Jewish synagogue during an hours-long standoff near Dallas was released unharmed. The male hostage was released shortly after 5 p.m., nearly 6 hours after the drama at the Congregation Beth Israel in Colleyville, Texas began. The FBI is currently in negotiations with the hostage taker. Three people still remain inside the synagogue. The Biden administration and Governor Greg Abbott say they're closely monitoring the situation. The hostage taker is demanding the release of convicted terrorist Afia Sadiq, who is currently jailed at Carswell Air Force Base near Fort Worth, Texas. She was at one time one of the FBI's most wanted terrorists and was sentenced to 86 years in prison for shooting at U.S. troops while being held in Afghanistan. This is USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Efforts by the White House to pass federal voting rights legislation went nowhere in the Senate after two Democrats made it clear they wouldn't approve changes to the filibuster. Senate Republican Roger Wicker of Mississippi.
Thank heaven for Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema this past week for withstanding the browbeating, the unbelievable pressure that they got from their caucus.
A fire broke out at an industrial complex in New Jersey. The fire broke out just after 8 at Majestic Industries in Passaic. No injuries were immediately reported. Smoke from the fire billowed across the Hudson River into New York City and more than 50 miles into the Atlantic. Majestic Industries manufactures furniture for casinos. Flames spread to an adjoining building used by Qualco, but didn't reach the chlorine pellets that are manufactured there. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The investigation into the shooting death on set of the movie Rust is continuing, with the focus now going to the lead actor.
Alec Baldwin's phone is now in the custody of police as authorities continue to investigate last year's fatal Rust movie set shooting. A spokesman for the Santa Fe County Sheriff's Office confirming to CNN that Baldwin gave his phone to law enforcement officials in Suffolk County, New York. A spokesperson saying that the police department's now in the process of getting data off Baldwin's phone. Baldwin maintains he never pulled the trigger, saying the gun went off after he pulled the hammer back. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A snowstorm is blanketing the southeast and northeast with rain, snow, and ice. Up to a foot of snow has already fallen across the region, with officials warning of hazardous travel. Winter storm warnings and watches were put into effect from eastern North Dakota to northern Missouri, just ahead of the snowfall. Some people are familiar with an Alberta Clipper. This system originated in Canada as a Saskatchewan Screamer. Bridges in the Des Moines area are covered with ice, and some roads east of Des Moines are completely covered with snow. Forecasters say much of the state of Iowa can expect at least a foot of snow. Strong winds may also cause blowing and drifting snow during the storm. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.